I hope you're having a great Sunday. If this is your first time or if you've just stumbled onto the program, welcome. For the rest of you, welcome back to another edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm your host of this program on alternative medicine. Hey, congratulations to the 21,000 or so crazy people who ran the Honolulu Marathon this morning. Great job. And on a personal level, congratulations to my patients, Don Moores and Dean Matro, who are among the 21,000 to accomplish this astounding feat. Way to go, Don and Dean. Tonight, our topic is about a disease conventional medicine has no cure. Its cause is unknown. It is progressively debilitating and may lead to death. Tonight, our topic is about systemic lupus erythematosus, also known as lupus or SLE. Also, we have a special guest joining us to share her story of pain and debility and what she did to heal herself naturally. Let's take a few minutes to talk about the topic of the next few weeks. Next week, by popular demand, rheumatoid arthritis. My patient Lynn will join us and shares her 20-year story of pain, frustration, and debility. You'll hear how this illness struck her in her teens, her frustration with conventional medicine, the pain and suffering she went through with this deforming disease as it crippled her hands and legs, and what she did to help herself naturally. Tune in to learn what natural treatments we used and the amazing and quick recovery she made. Then 2 weeks from tonight, I'll have the phone lines open for your calls and questions, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. So next Sunday, moving beyond rheumatoid arthritis, and 2 weeks from tonight on December 23rd, anything about health, wellness, and alternative medicine. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry, Nutrix Hawaii, producers of bioastin, natural astaxanthin, and organic spirulina pacifica powder, crystal flakes and tablets since 1983, Rejuvena and Qualitree International, producing quality skincare products to repair damaged skin and stretch marks. The Good Health Store, more than just a health store. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. The Kaimuki Health Market, the natural health store gem found in Kaimuki. Gaia Herbs, makers of liquid phytocaps, the concentrated herb extract in a capsule. Down to Earth Natural Foods in Delhi, caring for your health since 1977. Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Back to Health Chiropractic Center, serving Hawaii one spine at a time. And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialists. Please stay with us as tonight we discuss systemic lupus. Let's take an important sponsorship break with our friends from Enzymatic Therapy, the Kaimuki Health Market, and Gaia Herbs. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight we have a very exciting show for you. We're discussing a very devastating, progressive and debilitating illness called systemic lupus erythematosus, also known as lupus or SLE. In a few minutes, my patient Susanna will join us to share her painful and inspirational story of recovery from systemic lupus. So what is systemic lupus? Lupus is one of the many different types of autoimmune disorders. Others include rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma, and by the way, we'll be talking about rheumatoid arthritis next week, scleroderma, Sjogren's syndrome, Graves' disease, psoriasis, fibromyalgia. Many of you are familiar with that. We've talked about fibromyalgia a few times. And the chronic fatigue syndrome, and we heard about that last week, to name a few of the most common and well-known of autoimmune disorders. Autoimmune diseases are caused by the individual's immune system attacking some kind of foreign invader inside of the body, and these foreign invaders are known as antigens. It's during this immune system response or attack that collateral tissue damage takes place. This immune system response is responsible for the tissue damage seen in lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and the other autoimmune diseases. The tissues that are affected in lupus are skin damage, joint damage, lung damage, kidney damage, heart damage, nervous system damage, mucous membrane damage, blood disorders, and fatigue. The typical conventional medical treatment is corticosteroids and chemotherapeutic drugs that suppress the individual's immune system from attacking these foreign invaders. However, if it doesn't address the cause of the disease, although it does slow its progression down, steroids and chemotherapeutic drugs only manage the disease, and the drugs must be taken lifelong. So my question is, has anyone thought of trying to figure out what those darn foreign invaders are that triggers the immune system's attack in the first place? Stay tuned. We'll talk about what happens when you do eliminate those foreign invaders or antigens. At this time, I'd like to introduce my patient, Susanna. Susanna, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us and sharing your inspirational story tonight.
Good evening, Doctor.
Susanna, you were diagnosed with systemic lupus about when?
Around the beginning of March.
Of this year?
Of this year.
Okay. Could you tell us why you decided to seek medical treatment that led to the diagnosis of lupus?
Well, last year, around this time, but before Christmas, I started feeling really tired, and I have a lot of pain in my hands, starting with my hands, and I started wondering what was going on. Then I was feeling worse and worse. I started having pain in my joints, so I got into the point that I could hardly walk anymore. Then my husband told me, well, you have to go to the doctor and see what's going on. So then I went to the doctor.
And so you were in a lot of pain.
I was in a lot of pain.
So with the pain in your hands, and you couldn't walk, meaning you had pain in your hips or in your knees? In your knees.
In my knees and also in my feet.
Okay.
Mostly my joints.
Okay. When you went to the doctor, how did the medical doctors diagnose you for systemic lupus?
They did a lot of blood tests.
Okay. And for those of you out there, the diagnosis of systemic lupus is you need to have many criteria. And some of them is what Susanna just mentioned with the joint pain or arthritis and a lot of swelling, the fatigue. A few are the things that we'll talk about a little bit later. But the blood test that confirms the diagnosis of lupus is positive ANA and anti-RNPs. So these are just synonyms for terms that that the doctors look for in the blood. ANA means anti-nuclear antibodies, and they're also looking for anti-RNA proteins. So these are basically the immune system's making cells to fight against these foreign invaders, and that's what that's what they picked up in Susanna's blood. So it showed them that she does have immune system cells that are attacking her own body. Okay, Susanna, so when you came in to see me, I mean, you looked like you were in a high-speed car wreck. You were in a lot of pain. I could just see it in your face, and you weren't moving very fast. You came in with your husband, and could you share with us the other symptoms that you had besides, you know, the joint pain and the swelling?
Okay, yeah, at that point, I was feeling so bad that I have a lot of pain in my chest, and I had a burning sensation all over my body, like my blood was burning, like acid burning on my body. I was very depressed, I was really, really, I thought that I'm going to die. I said, well, one of these days, probably I'm not going to get up anymore.
Because you just were in so much pain
and
fatigued.
Yep.
You couldn't do anything. You were so tired.
I was very active most of my life. And at that point, I could not function anymore.
You couldn't function?
No.
You were just bedridden, basically?
Yes. Yeah, well, and that was even harder. I didn't know what to do anymore because at night, I could not sleep because of the pain.
Okay.
And daytime was a little bit better, but I couldn't find any position.
Everything
every position was hurt. Yeah.
So you rarely slept too.
Yes.
Because couldn't find any position of comfort. Every time you moved, you'd hurt.
Yes.
Every joint hurt.
Every joint.
Every joint
every
hurt.
Joint.
Okay. And you were quite fatigued. You also had itching. Could you talk about that?
My eyes were very itchy, and my ears were very itchy, and my underarms were very itchy. My head was very itchy. So I had that dry, something was dry and flaky.
Did you have dry, flaky scalp? Okay, seborrheic dermatitis, which today we know is caused by fungus.
Yes.
Okay. You also had jaw pain. Would you explain that a little bit?
Yes, yeah. That my jaw was so hurt that I could not open my mouth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really hard to chew even. Yeah.
Even to talk?
Even to talk. Yeah, a lot of my friends told me that they could hear my pain.
They could hear your pain in your voice.
They say, oh, you... It's hard, it's painful for you to talk. I didn't hear that, but I really was really, really in pain.
And I got to tell you, I felt really, really, really sorry for Susanna when I first saw you, because I could see the pain. I mean, you couldn't hardly open your eyes.
Yeah.
It seemed like your eyes were sore, too.
They were very itchy, watery.
Yeah, and I guess burning.
Burning, yeah, it was burning.
And it was hard for you to speak. I could see it in your face that it was very painful to talk.
Yeah, my jaw was very tight.
Yeah, okay, so that for those of you out there, that's considered TMJ, temporomandibular joint disorder. You also suffer from sinus problems or sinus congestion. Would you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that I developed that since my youth. But at that point, the sinus pain was always there. Day and night was always, I was always congested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So okay.
That was not helpful either.
And through the medical history, though, when you came in for the first visit and I asked you about the sinus problems, you had mentioned that you had sinus problems since you were a teenager or maybe earlier. Mm-hmm. And you were treated for that by the medical doctors.
Yes,
and you took a lot of steroids and antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You mentioned the chest pain. Would you explain that to people out there? Because this comes up every now and then from my patients that come on the air. They talk about burning chest pain. Would you share that?
Yeah. First, I start feeling like a lot of pressure in my chest. Mm-hmm. And then I really was really clear the feeling of like my blood was like acid was running inside
your body.
Yeah, especially my chest and my shoulders.
And shoulders.
And my neck. My neck was very stiff.
Stiff.
I couldn't drive. Remember, I couldn't turn my head sideways. So.
Okay. And that's interesting description of the pain, because some people mention they feel this burning running through their body, and they just don't understand. It feels like acid.
Yes.
Yeah. You also had swollen lymph nodes under your neck.
Yes.
And you didn't do very well with cold. Could you talk about that?
Yes. Even if I just opened the freezer and I tried to get something, ice or a package of vegetables, something from the freezer, my hands will turn in a different color. They will turn blue. Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
And they were so painful that I could not finish what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it was so hard for me to be in a room with air conditioner.
Okay.
It was very, very painful.
And was your feet also cold or just your hands?
Just my hands. Mostly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But they are basically ice cold when you go into cold rooms.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the medical doctors will call that Raynaud's phenomenon.
That's what they told me.
Mm-hmm. We hear a lot about this cold intolerance from a lot of my patients that come onto the show. You also had frequent sore throats. Would you explain what frequent meant?
Yeah, well, at that point, it was all the time.
Just every
all
day?
All the time, 24 hours a day. My throat was kind of closed already. Yeah, it was tight.
Right.
So my pain was inside in my throat and outside in my neck, so I didn't know what was worse.
Mm-hmm.
But altogether, it was very painful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the burning pain throughout your body, and you also had just muscle aches everywhere.
I remember. Between my shoulders and my elbow.
Okay.
All that muscles, I felt like was jumping.
They were like spasming, I guess, all the time.
Yes.
And that's why you had difficulty sleeping, because your muscles were just...
Especially at night.
So
bad. Mm-hmm.
And another symptom is you had an ulcer or a sore on the center of your tongue.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And not on my gums.
And your gums.
It was very swollen. And it was so hard to even eat. Yeah, it was really painful. All the acids and everything would hurt.
Would hurt your tongue and your gums.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your gums and tongue were very sensitive.
Yes.
Okay. And you also had frequent urination.
Yes.
Okay.
Something that I never liked my whole life. I had to get up at night more than 3 or 4 times to go to the restroom.
Right, okay. And tell us about the nausea that you had.
Oh, yeah. When the pain was so intense, it gave me nauseous.
You felt nauseous because the pain was so bad. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone out there has felt that way before. But whenever somebody is in severe pain, I don't know, a lot of my patients tell me when they have severe neck pain, mm-hmm. they get nauseous. But the nausea is very common in many of these kinds of cases also. And you also had a lot of bloating, belching, and flatulence.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And at that time, you mentioned that it was worse in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. When you say belching, bloating, and flatulence, you know, it's common to have that several times in a day, you know, 3-4 times, let's say. But it was a lot more than that.
Yeah, most of the day I feel like I was full of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
bloated.
Bloated.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you had numbness and tingling to your left hand and fingers.
Yes. I have it in both hands and arms, but mostly, most of the time was in the left.
Okay.
Yeah, it was more intense in that one.
In the left side. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you had numbness and tingling in both hands, but worse on the left. Obviously, most of you are thinking of it. If you had all those symptoms, you would be depressed too.
Oh, and, I was very depressed.
Tell us about why you were depressed and how bad the depression was.
Well, I was not feeling well. I was always a very active person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was used to work and do things every day, all day long. And suddenly I couldn't do almost anything. I could not drive.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do my things. I couldn't just don't do anything, and then that really made me feel bad. And also having the pain all over, it was really...
24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Unrelenting.
Yes.
A few other symptoms that you had, you had anxiety attacks too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, those happen mostly at night, and that's something really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I had the attack, I felt that I was dying.
Uh-huh.
So then that, of course, make me feel worse.
So make the anxiety worse.
Make the anxiety worse, and mm-hmm. then I get more depressed. So that was kind of a circle.
A vicious cycle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And obviously, I guess you're quite irritable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My poor husband couldn't talk to me anymore. Everything was wrong. Yeah, and that's when I decided, okay, if he told me one day, if it seemed like the world is a bad place to be, and think about it, because maybe it's you the one is not right.
Uh-huh.
So then I say, maybe something wrong with me because I'm not feeling well.
Yeah.
I'm feeling worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, and you just weren't feeling like yourself at all.
No, not at all.
Another symptom, though, that's very common, yes, and the memory was shot.
My memory was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're quite sharp otherwise.
It was sometimes embarrassing to have a conversation with somebody because they will ask me something, or we were talking about something,
mm-hmm.
and my mind was just blank.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not answer anymore. And I said, I'm sorry, I forgot I was talking about.
Yeah. Okay, so memory was really, really bad. Okay, and also, you had a strong craving for sweets.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Was that a... did you enjoy sweets like that before December of 2000, or was this something new?
Always very fond of bread.
Okay.
But not candies and chocolates and sugar. I was not so, attracted to. But at that point, I noticed that I wanted to eat more candies, chocolates.
Okay.
And that was not...
That was not you.
No.
Okay. So for those of you, I'm just going to run down the list of symptoms that Susanna had way back when. And if you can remember... the list of symptoms that typically my patients show up with, they're all the same, even though they've had fibromyalgia, interstitial cystitis, they've had chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic allergy problems, lupus, scleroderma, endometriosis, they all come in talking about the same symptoms. And those symptoms are fatigue, joint pain and swelling, insomnia, itching or skin rash, headaches, and we didn't talk about the headaches, by the way, itchy, watery eyes, earaches, TMJ or joint pain, jaw pain, sinus problems or sinus congestion, lymph node swelling, chest pain, cold intolerance, frequent sore throats, muscle aches, gum problems, frequent urination, nausea, bloating, belching, and flatulence, numbness and tingling, depression, anxiety attacks, irritability, poor memory, and cravings for sweets. Almost always, these individuals with autoimmune disease disorders have all of those symptoms. And that's what leads me to my typical diagnosis. But Jerome, you know, you were watching all this happen, and this is Susanna's husband. Was it really what Susanna was saying? I mean, came on real fast, and she was exactly experiencing all the symptoms that she talked about?
Exactly. It's just like she described, and I was there and saw it, and just like she said.
Yeah. What were you thinking during this time that she was going through this quick change in going from a vibrant, healthy person to somebody who is really in pain and not the same person and changing, I guess, even mentally, emotionally?
Well, it was pretty depressing for both of us because we could see that she went from such a, you know, like you say, such a vibrant person and active. We used to go hiking and picnicking and everything all the time. She was always pretty healthy, and then all of a sudden this happened, and we had no clue. It just seemed hopeless, and you know. And
okay.
Then we went to the doctors and found out that it was a downhill. Looked like a very negative diagnosis, and looked like she's going to have it forever.
Forever.
They said there's no cure, and you just got to take these drugs that hammer down the immune system, and you're going to be. You just got to live with this until you die, and it's a downhill run. It's going to get worse and worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you explain more about what they told you about this disease? You said it was a downhill run from there. Kind of explain that a little bit more.
There was more than one doctor because she didn't want to believe the first doctor that told her.
I wouldn't either.
And I asked her too. You know, you better get more than one opinion. And it seemed like I think there was like five or six Western medicine style doctors that told her the same thing. We kept saying the same exact thing.
You're going to have that disease the rest of your life?
Yep.
You're going to have to take corticosteroids and immunosuppressive drugs like chemotherapy drugs?
Yeah, no cure.
And you don't have any cure? You're going to just progressively get worse?
That's what they told her.
And you probably die from the disease.
And she had to go through a lot of tests, so many tests, to make sure.
It was what it was.
And then they said, okay, but this many tests, well, they all agreed that this is what she had and this is what she has to do.
Okay. Pretty, I guess, devastating and depressing at that time.
Yeah, very much so.
Why did you choose to see alternative medicine or naturopathic medicine?
Because when they told me the side effects that I'm going to have with the medication,
mm-hmm.
and they told me, but it's no cure.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to control it.
Mm-hmm.
And every time that you have a flare,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to have it worse. And then we have to increase your medication.
Right.
So that I'm going to get worse and worse. So
mm-hmm.
I said, well, so that I don't like that future. Man, I don't like to.
Yeah.
And also, they told me that medication is going to make me, my sugar is going to go out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I was something that I was always working my whole life in my sugar level.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's going to give me another problem. Yeah,
right, diabetes.
Like I'm not going to get cured, and then plus I'm going to get diabetes.
Diabetes on top of that.
Yeah. And then I said, you're going to look always swollen. You're going to
mm-hmm.
have what they call the moon face.
Moon face.
Moon something.
Yes.
And I said, I always also really, really careful about my weight. And I'm going to gain weight. I said, no way. I have to look for something else.
Yes.
So then I talked to my husband about it. And I said, what do you think about seeing another kind of help? Because I had the medication on me. I was ready to take the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I refuse that. It has to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to my husband. And he said, okay, look for something else. I said, okay, I'm going to go to see if I can find an alternative treatment, then it really get me better. If I don't get cured, at least I'm not going to get worse.
Right.
That's when I look for you.
Okay. And we all kind of know what happened when you came into the office. I knew you were in a lot of pain. when you walked in. Yeah, I could just see it on your face.
Yeah, remember, I really appreciate it. I called you on the phone, and you gave me the appointment for a few days after, and I called you back, and I said, can you see me right away, because I'm really on pain.
Yeah.
And that was something that I really liked, that you right away agreed into it, and you saw me right away.
Yeah, and I think I saw you and your husband, Jerome, come in about 7 o'clock at night.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's when I knew she was serious, that she needed some help. So when I saw you in April of 2001, just this year, what did I determine was causing your symptoms and the systemic lupus?
Okay, you told me something, let it go, systemic candida.
Yes, systemic candida. And we talked about that a little bit before on the radio, and I think a lot of people out there who listen to me regularly kind of understand what that is and what's caused by it. But basically, I felt that when you were taking a lot of the antibiotics and corticosteroids for your allergies way back when, you were slowly developing this problem. And maybe we'll have a chance to talk about someone you know who you referred to me who had allergy problems. And I told her that if she doesn't take care of it, it's going to turn into an autoimmune disease. And lo and behold, she was diagnosed with
lupus.
With systemic lupus a month or two after I had talked with her. Susanna, would you tell the listening audience what treatment I recommended for you?
A diet with no sugar on it.
Just what everyone wants to hear.
Yep. A diet with no sugar and some herbs.
Okay. Oh, yeah. At that time, I mean, because it seems pretty simple, right? Because the medical doctors are telling you they have no cure for this problem. You're going to have to take these medications that are very, very powerful, have really, really bad side effects. And then here I am telling you that we're going to take care of your problem with just a diet change.
Diet. Yeah.
Basically, and to fix the problem with your digestive tract. What did you think about my recommendations at that time?
Well, in the beginning, I said, well, I'm not sure that a diet is going to solve something that the doctor told me that it has no cure, but it's worth it to try it. So
okay.
I went for it.
So you're a little skeptical.
Yeah, I was in the beginning.
Jerome, what did you think when you heard that's what I recommended at that time?
It did sound like it was incredible to hear you say that you were confident that you could cure her if she would pay close attention to your advice. But it sounded a little too easy, and I was a little bit skeptical. But I, like her, was desperate and thought, hey, you know, try anything. And if you try it, you know, make sure I'll support you if you want to try it. You got to try it really close.
100%.
100% if you're going to try it.
Yeah.
And she was in such a bad way that, you know, she's ready to try anything. And I supported her decision.
Okay. And would you tell us what type of progress you made 2 weeks after you started the treatment?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you there was really, really an improvement. In 2 weeks, I could... The pain was there, but was not so intense. Yeah, I really felt right away that I was making improvement.
Okay, so did you feel with that improvement that you made over 2 weeks that it was probably due to the treatment?
Oh, yes.
Why would you say that?
Because I was feeling, okay, I didn't have the cravings of the sugar.
Sugar anymore.
So I knew that I was in the right track. Yeah?
Okay.
And then my energy was not back yet, but I feel tired, but not like in the beginning. Yeah,
okay.
I have a little bit of energy.
Okay, so the energy was a little bit better.
Yeah.
So, to refresh everyone's mind, you were feeling really bad from December of 2000 to April of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2 weeks, you felt a lot better.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm going to kind of go over what you had said to me on that first day.
Yes, in those 2 weeks, my pain in the chest and my burning sensation, they were gone. That was the first thing that I remember. They were not there.
Anymore?
No.
Okay. Pretty incredible it wasn't there in just 2 weeks.
Yep.
Okay. And I guess the majority of your other symptoms were also better.
Yes.
Yes.
A lot better.
Okay. Let's see. In a couple of months, I think just in a month, I think 6 weeks. I want to go over some of what you had said 6 weeks after we had started. Okay, if I can find it. Sorry about that, folks. Here we go. So, you had your joint pain and swelling. They were a lot better.
Yes.
Yeah. The swelling had gone down too.
A lot.
What did you feel about the swelling, the change in the swelling? Because you were quite swollen for about 4 or 5 months,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, yes. I couldn't wear my rings. That was the first thing that I could see.
I think you mentioned that to me, too.
My bracelets, they didn't even fit.
They didn't fit?
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
So
my watch was very tight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And about, let's say, 6 weeks later, the swelling was had gone down quite a bit.
Yes.
Are the headaches?
The headaches in the beginning, they were there 24 hours
a day.
Yeah, they were not gone.
5 months straight.
No. But then at that point, my headache was, I think, almost gone.
Almost gone by that time. Your itchy, watery eyes were a lot better.
Yes,
they were better. And this is what I kind of laugh about, because your joint, your jaw pain was gone mm-hmm. by that time. And a lot of dentists will treat TMJ problems with surgery. Mm-hmm. And many of my patients come in with joint pain, jaw pain, and the jaw pain goes away. Do you have any jaw pain now?
No,
okay.
Not at all.
Let's see, the gum, your gums and mouth was a lot better. The sore tongue was gone.
Was gone.
Mm-hmm. The ulcer had healed. The sore throat was a lot better. Your fatigue was better.
The pain on my knees. Mm-hmm. I was able to walk again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The neck pains were better.
Yes.
Sinus congestion was better.
Yeah. I was able to drive again because my neck was okay.
Okay. Yeah, you were coming in on your own by that time.
Yeah.
Lymph node swelling was gone. Mm-hmm. Chest pain and arm pain was gone. Your frequent sore throats, you didn't have them anymore. Your cravings for sweets were better. The nausea and bloating and belching flatulence were gone. The numbness and tingling in your left hand and fingers were gone. You didn't have any depression anymore.
No.
And your irritability was getting better.
Yes.
Okay.
a lot of changes.
Yeah. Jerome, what were you thinking at that time? Let's say in a couple of months after you saw your wife improving quite dramatically.
Well, it became obvious to me that she was really on the right track. That's the first, you know, the thing that I right away was able to let go of my skepticism, and I was so happy and relieved for her that she was seeing results so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying that she got well that fast, but the dramatic improvement was so important. It made such a difference.
Yeah. So I guess it made a difference in her mind as well as your mind that... you were relieved that this wasn't just something that was just you were just trying anymore. It was working.
Obvious. It was so obvious that this was working, and my fingers were crossed that this was going to keep working until she was completely well.
Very good. We're going to need to take a commercial break right now, so we'll be back in a few minutes to talk more with Susanna, who had systemic lupus erythematosus, and her husband Jerome. Let's take this time for a very important sponsorship break with our friends from Nutrex Hawaii, Down to Earth Natural Foods in Delhi, Rejuvena and Qualitree, The Good Health Store, and Dr. Alex Concepcion in the Back to Health Center. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. You're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight we're discussing the debilitating systemic lupus erythematosus with my special guest and patient, Susanna. Susanna, in October of 2001, just a couple of months ago, you stated that you felt about 99% better.
Okay.
Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I still do.
Okay. So what did 99% better mean to you?
That I'm only one little step to the full recovery.
Okay. And what would that little step be now?
Well, I want to get the 100%.
Okay.
And then just keep with the diet. And and then I will hope in that I will have all my my activity, my life, completely back to normal.
Okay. So let's go over your symptoms really quick. And okay. You let me know, or you can let everyone know if you have any of those symptoms.
Okay.
The joint pain and swelling in your fingers, wrists, elbows, knees, and ankles.
Gone.
Gone. Mm-hmm. Totally gone.
Totally.
Not even 1% there?
No.
No pain, no stiffness. And they haven't been there for how long now?
Let me see, like 3 or 4 months.
3 or 4 months now.
Mm-hmm.
How's the fatigue?
It's gone. Yeah.
You have all your energy back,
yes.
Basically,
yes.
Doing everything you did before?
Yes.
Okay. And remember, Susanna was just exhausted all day long before for about 5 months straight. The insomnia?
It's back. Back to normal.
You can sleep,
I can
no
sleep,
problems?
No problem.
Okay. The itching?
That's when I say 99% because my ears sometimes are still itchy.
Okay. So Susanna kind of laughs at that because many of my patients with systemic candida tell me about this intense itching in the ears where they just have to scratch. And that's what I see in the patients that I see. So I put all these symptoms that seem common with all these chronic illnesses, and I form a picture for me to use off to learn to treat my patients. How's the severe headaches? You used to suffer from sharp stabbing pain and pressure at the temples all day long. How are they?
Gone.
None?
None.
You haven't had those headaches for about 3 or 4 months?
Yes.
At least. How's your itchy, watery eyes?
They're fine already, no problem.
No itchy, watery eyes anymore? Any jaw pain?
No, that's gone also.
How's the sinuses?
Gone, no problem.
Is that unusual for you? Because it sounds like you had sinus congestion your whole life.
For the most part, I have to be careful with if I drink cold liquids,
mm-hmm.
because it was always painful.
Okay. No lymph node swelling in your neck?
No, I can drive now again.
Okay.
In my head.
Okay. Any chest pain?
No.
Okay. Burning in your blood?
No.
Okay.
No more.
How's your cold hands?
They're fine.
Not cold anymore?
Not cold
you can touch
anymore.
Cold things?
I can touch cold things now. I can go and get the ice or the chicken or the frozen things in the freezer.
Okay. You used to have sore throats all day long?
24 hours. They're gone also.
You don't have
anymore? No.
Not even a tiny bit?
No.
Okay. Muscle aches?
They're gone, yeah.
No muscle aches?
No, no.
You have that ulcer on your tongue?
No.
How's your gums?
Fine.
They look healthy now?
Yes.
You used to urinate 3 to 4 times at night. How is that?
Not anymore.
How many times now?
Now, if I drink a lot of water, I go 1 or 2 at
okay.
the most, but no more.
Oh, very good. So for those of you who are listening, if let's say you're older than 40, 45 or so, what's normal for women is to get up 1 or 2